Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It would be hard to overstate Job's distress. One day, he believed that God had blessed him in every sphere of life, physically, emotionally, domestically, financially, socially, and spiritually. Then, in a matter of hours, his blessings turned to blight. As he sits this day on the ash heap, he's overwhelmed by the loneliness of it all. He believes this is the Lord's doing. Quote, "He has removed my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are completely estranged." Job 19, verse 13. His relatives and close friends? Gone. Verse 14. His servants, both male and female, ignore him. Verses 15 and 16. His wife and the neighborhood children don't want to be around him. Verses 17 and 18. In fact, quote, "All my close friends abhor me, and those whom I love have turned against me." Verse 19. Do you know the only clinging going on in Job's life? Others' arms around him? No. Quote, "My bone clings to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth." Verse 20. How pathetic. But suddenly, everything changes. Thinking about his skin deterioration and life's brevity, verses 20 to 22, brings to mind eternal verity. First, whatever truth he's discovered is permanent. Would we edit our words if we knew, quote, that they were inscribed in a book and would last, quote, forever? Verses 23 and 24. Then, like a beam of golden light breaking through dark clouds, he declares, quote, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth." Verse 25. And there's more. Quote, "After my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God." Verse 26. Redemption, return, resurrection, revelation, reunion, recognition. Whatever he knew of these truths, Job confessed, quote, "How my heart yearns within me." Verse 27. Does yours? What a day when we, quote, shall see God.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.